God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. How many times have you been given something by someone else and you felt guilty for it? You didn't feel guilty because someone gave you something. You felt guilty because they felt as if they were superior. They felt as if they were being virtuous. They felt as if perhaps even they were a martyr for doing you a good turn. Now, that's easier to see than the real question in play this morning, and that is, have you ever done that? Have you ever felt entitled to a greater moral authority because you were so generous with somebody? Have you ever felt like a martyr because you did the right thing? This is human nature, and it's an ongoing story that has been around since ancient days. In Deuteronomy chapter 15, the Bible is giving a specific context in which people in Israel might have the advantage over someone else. That is, they have more power in some way, more money in some way than other people. It says a couple things. In verse 9, it says, "Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart." And then in verse 18, it says, "It shall not seem hard to thee when thou sendest him away free from thee." Both these are part of various different circumstances in which a Jewish person, one of God's chosen people, could do the right thing, could be, quote, generous, quote, closed, in their own mind to someone else, and feel as if they had the moral high ground, could feel entitled, could feel morally superior. And therefore, God cautions them against thinking the wrong way. Therefore, God cautions them against feeling as if they had had some hardship by doing the right thing. The reason for this is because the difference between being generous or being a martyr and being grateful and feeling that way is how you see yourself. Five times in Deuteronomy chapter 15, the Bible talks about God's blessing us. Verse 6 says, "For the Lord thy God blesseth thee as he promised thee." Later it talks about doing right by other people because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in thy works. In verse 14, the Bible says, "Wherewith the Lord thy God hath blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him." The Bible says in verse 15, the Lord thy God redeemed thee. And again in verse 18, "The Lord thy God shall bless thee in all that thou dost." In other words, we're not extremely virtuous just because we do the right thing. When we feel that way, we're seeing ourselves as the one who is being generous instead of seeing the one through whom God is being generous. You know, in Proverbs, the Bible has a very interesting verse that I've not puzzled over, but I've kind of been amazed at many times. The Bible says, "He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given him, will he," that is God, "repay him," that is the lender. Now, how can God owe you anything? The answer is he cannot. But there's a sense in which when I do right by someone who does not have as much power or money or means as I do, there's a sense in which I'm lending to God. Jesus said, "As much as you've done this to the least of these, you've done it unto me." There's a God in heaven, and when we realize that he's been gracious to us, we will have no trouble being gracious to other people.